Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Blake Dennard, the Senior Vice President with K-Lean. Blake, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kemp. Thanks for calling this morning.
Yeah, sure. I'm catching you, I know, on the West Coast. You're out there seeing customers, but you've got some big news. You've got a license going with Rachel Ray. Let's get to that in just a second. First off, though, I know last week a lot of the rug people got together in New York. Were you at that show?
No, we don't show at that particular show, Kemp. It really doesn't fit our dealer base. That's more of a mass merchant show, and we really are geared more towards the carpet retailers and furniture retailers out there and not so much towards those mass merchants.
Another question I'd like to ask is how business is doing.
Well, business first part of the year was very good. Got off to a real good start. And then we saw a little pullback over the last couple of months. Things got a little bit slow. But it seems to have picked back up over the last couple of weeks in both our broadloom business and our area rug business. The broadloom business didn't slow down quite as much as the area rug business did, but we saw a pretty good turn back there. Over, like I said, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen it really pick back up. So looking for a big fourth quarter.
That's good. You know, some of the things I'm hearing out there, overall sales for 17 are tracking about the same as 16, but we're hearing that on the luxe side or the better end side, sales are stronger this year, and your broadloom program is upper end, so it makes sense that your business be good for you.
Yeah, that sounds just like our business. Like you said, our broadloom is really a upper end handmade wall-to-wall carpet line, and and that business has held in there real nicely this year, and we're up substantially over last year, whereas our rug business is a little bit more middle of the road, and we're hoping to get into double-digit increases, but it's going to take a good fourth quarter for us to do that. We feel like we will definitely be up, but we like to be up in those double digits rather than single ones, so we're looking for a big fourth quarter.
Well, and let me ask you, too, one more question about this broadloom business. I mean, you started it in 15, so it's not like you're filling the pipeline. I mean, you've established your accounts, and so the growth you're seeing is probably based on consumption, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, most definitely. It's a product line, even though we've been in the market since 2015, we are still treating it as a brand new business entity and growing the product line in that fashion. You know, starting with 11 products back in 15, we will add an additional 17 new styles at January's surfaces market in 2018. So we're not taking the foot off the gas pedal here. We're all in with this thing and pushing more and more product out there. So we're up close to that 50 style point by the time we get to surfaces in 2018.
All right. So let's talk about this Rachel Ray license. You know, some men may not even know who she is. I think it's a woman's brand. So tell us a little bit about Rachel Ray.
Well, it's something that we've been approached by a lot of license programs out there and in the past, and none of them have quite fit for us. You know, either they were a designer that maybe the average consumer out there really didn't know who they were, or they were strictly a celebrity that brought nothing to the table as far as design goes. Whereas with Rachel and Rachel Ray's team, they really bring both aspects into play. So they were really involved with us from the design standpoint of the product line, colors. She works with a license program with Craftmaster Legacy. And so it was very important for all the teams to coordinate together to get those color schemes right, patterns right, so the rugs match with the furniture that's out there in the market already. So really her and her team brought a lot to the table, and it was a great fit for us. Worked with them now for a little bit over a year, trying to get everything done and just right before we rushed it out into the market. And we're ready now with the three new collections to introduce at High Point next month.
All right, let me reiterate some things that you said. Rachel Ray got started as a, I guess, a cooking expert, and she talks about, you know, simple recipes and is well known there. But she's evolved, and she's got a magazine now. She's got a talk show. She's an advocate for animals. So, I mean, she's built a real personality, and you've gotten involved with this. And the styles that will be under this license, it's not like you're just hooking your name to her brand, because their team has come in and said, you know, we got to coordinate this with the furniture licenses that we've got with Craftmaster and Legacy. And so they've gotten in the kitchen with you, and the designs of the products you're selling under this license, they've worked with you to put them together, right?
Very much so. You know, I like to say we all have skin in the game here. So yeah. You know, we want to make sure we're not going into this thing blind, just creating things that we think will sell, mm-hmm. because we've got to work. She understands her customer better than we do.
Yeah.
And the Craftmaster Legacy folks understand their furniture lines better than we do. Mm-hmm. So by all three of us working together to create product, to create colors, create designs, that helps that whole thing gel together and really work to appeal to her customer and coordinate with the furniture and fabrics that they have out there in the market now.
So she's got product design people on her team that have been working with you. Are you excited about what the products are looking like?
Very much. We got three great collections mm-hmm. that are going to hit in October at High Point, and they kind of cover the gamut that's geared towards her consumer mm-hmm. that's out there. You know, we've got a traditional line, we've got a simple border line, and we've got a more of a transitional product line, and everything from hand-tufted to cross-tufted to machine-made. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of touching all aspects of it, all in very, very durable-type products, because our customer is really looking for something that can stand up to a family's abuse, you know, under a kitchen table, under a dining room table, under a living room coffee table. Mm-hmm. It's got to be able to stand up to a bunch of kids, dogs and cats, and the full family.
Now, is this just a rug program, or does it extend into your broadline program as well?
Right now, it's rugs only. We may look at that on into 2018 for the problem, but right now, we're focusing solely on our rug business.
Now, if somebody wants to see these products, I know you said you're going to have them at the show this fall. Is there going to be some website or some area where they can be seen?
Yeah, we're right now in the process of photographing everything. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we get that done, there'll be a Rachel Ray section on our website, www.colleen.com, where everybody can go and take a look at those products that we have there. Once we get them photographed, everything color corrected, where they match the rugs, we'll have them out there for people to look at, probably looking at towards the middle to the end of October.
And from a price point perspective?
Well, we've got three lines. We've got a traditional line that's called Rachel Ray Upstate.
Yeah.
That's polypropylene machine made, and is going to retail at a $299 price point for a 5x8. We've got a polyacrylic hand-tufted product in a transitional called Rachel Ray Soho, mm-hmm. and that product's going to be also at a $299. Mm-hmm. And then we have Rachel Ray Highland, which is a handmade, hand-cross-tufted, space-dyed wool product that'll retail at a $399 price point for a 5x8.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot going on. It's good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Blake Dennard, the Senior Vice President with Kayleen, about the Rachel Ray license program he's rolling out. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.